I did it for us. I did it for our people, you know, because when I was growing up, I'm looking for that avatar, that person who looks like me, who still talks like me, who's getting money, but they didn't have to, you know, sell drugs. They didn't have to, you know, I thought I was going to have to go play basketball. You know, that was my, my first love, but that didn't work out. So I'm like, okay, well, who looks like me who didn't sell out?
So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over, Now What? The podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. Listen, fam, you could be anywhere in the world. Like, in the words of my guy Jay-Z, he said it best. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. But let me tell you, I got to tell you exactly what this show is all about. Each and every single week, we continue to bring you an inspiring person, a message that's truly going to help you, fam. It's going to help you, whether you are trying to climb that corporate ladder, or perhaps you just dropped out of school, or maybe you are saying, yo, I need to be an entrepreneur, I need to start a business, or I need to take my business to the next level. Well, this is the show for you. But most importantly, everybody who's hopped on this platform has answered a question we've all asked ourselves at some point in our life, and that's, school's over, now what, right? Now what do we do? And because of you, this show has just blown up. I mean, we're constantly at the top of the charts in Apple. Shout out to my people listening to this on Spotify. Shout out to my people listening to this on Podbean. However you digest podcasts, because of you, this show continues to grow. If you know anything, you know how I like to kick this thing off. And that is with the review of the week. This week's review of the week comes from Coach May. And he wrote, I'm a first-time listener, and now I have to catch up on all of the previous episodes. Very inspiring and transparent discussions. Encouraging. Listen, Coach May, I appreciate you. You know, perhaps you're listening right now, and there's been something that has been said on this show that has helped you. It's helped you develop as a person. It's helped you develop your company. It's helped you develop a new thought process. And if that is the case, all we ask right now is that you scroll to the bottom of your screen. If you're listening to this on Apple, click that 5-star rating. Leave that review, or perhaps you're listening to this on Spotify, smash that 5-star rating and tell a friend about the show. Tell a friend about the show. It will change perspectives. It just, for me, thinking about it now, we are on episode 195. For the last 195 weeks, we have been going at it, and this is a game changer for so many people. With that being said, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, what's up, fam? You know, building a podcast has been one of the most amazing things I've ever done. It's put me in rooms I cannot even believe. But here's the crazy thing. It could be one of the easiest things for you to do. And right now, I want you to have access and learning how you can have your message spread and reach multiple people across the globe. For right now, you can download my free ebook, The Podcast Starter Kit, giving you all the tools you need to start, plan, launch, and grow your podcast today. Just check out The Podcast Starter Kit by clicking the link and downloading your free ebook in the show notes below. This episode is brought to you by patreon.com/schoolsovernowwhat. For as low as $5, you can help us reach more people, tour schools, and even impact communities. You also get exclusive content that nobody else can see and be able to go possibly one-on-one with some of our most amazing guests. Visit patreon.com/schoolsovernowwhat and become a Patreon today. All right, let's get into the reason you clicked that button. You know, it's Black History Month, so I had to make sure that we were coming correct. But most importantly, we were bringing you people that was going to, you know, just kind of add that extra to your game plan to really make you say, you know what? I gained a lot of information by listening to this episode. And today we have none other than Tay Sweat on the show. Listen, Tay Sweat has dominated in terms of podcasts he's been on, but trading stocks is his thing. You might also have seen him traveling across the world in some of the most luxurious places, all while collecting cars. But here's the thing about this episode. We're going to talk about like really learning how to secure the bag without code switching. You see so many people that say, hey, I want to go do this. I want to go do that. And then the opportunity comes and they never remain the same person that attracted us to them. Well, Tay Sweat is going to teach you how to do that. He's also going to talk about his life growing up in Nashville, what led him to becoming a trader, and also three ways. That's right. Three ways to get rich. And how you can become the avatar you always wanted. Buckle up, grab your pen, your paper, however you take notes, and get ready for episode 195 with Tay Sweat. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. Listen, you heard the intro already. I'm here with my guy who I think he just represents the culture so hard. And I think so many people are going to relate to him right now. The one and only Tay Sweat is in the building. What's going on, fam?
Man, thanks for having me, family. What's good?
Man, I'm excited for this one, man, because I know what you bring. I think people right now, they love going through the show notes. They love trying to figure out people by clicking on the links. But let's do it justice, fam. Take us back to like the young Tay growing up. Where are you from?
Man, that's a great story. Honestly, man, it's been a long journey. You know, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, raised by a single mom, two boys. You know, she made maybe $20,000 a year, wasn't a lot of money. And, you know, it was rough. It was rough. And honestly, I wouldn't have had it any other way because that's what kind of gave me my edge. Going through, you know, being raised in Nashville, a lot of times what people don't understand is it's not just where you're raised, because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, from New York, you're from Chicago. Every city has its hood, right? Mm. Every city has its, you know, its rough area. And even in Nashville, man, I grew up in that rough area. Not only that, you know, being poor and not having the things that you need, that's one thing. But also growing up as a kid that's overweight. It's another thing. And that was me. You know, I was 300 pounds. I mean, literally, man, you name it, I had it bad. I say, you know, going through 15, 16 on up, I just started to change my life, man. I looked at the people around me. I said, look, I see a lot of older people who are working jobs and not making ends meet. They're overweight. They're sick. Look like they're about ready to die. I don't want that to be me. So literally, man, I took it upon myself. I said, look, I got to start doing everything opposite. So the people in my circle, the people in my area, they don't read. I got to read. They don't eat, you know, healthy, or they're, you know, they're eating a bunch of junk food. They're, you know, not having water, whatever. I got to start doing that. And literally, I just kind of reversed everything that was going on around me. And, you know, fast forward, man, here we are.
Oh, man, I like this. Let's get into it. Let's break it down. First off, man, I was just in Nashville in September. Yeah, you didn't even talk about how good those chicken wings are. I think they special. I think they special, fam. I couldn't do the hot. I had to do the medium. I couldn't make it. But let's break it down, though. Like, you grew up, right? You grew up around an environment. You're right. Everybody has their hoods. But I think there's some uniqueness in the fact that, like, at that 15 and at that 16, like, you had the mindset to say, you know what? I'm going to go opposite from what you guys are doing. Like, where did that come from?
Honestly, you know, if anything I could brag on myself about or pat myself on the back about, it's the common sense that I have, man. I'm not the smartest guy around, but I got some very good common sense. And for me, it just made sense. It was like, hey, every action has a reaction. You know, me thinking common. And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, we're in a pretty bad situation starting out. But I heard a really good saying when I was young, and it went, if you were born poor, it's not your fault. If you stay poor, it's your fault. Mm. And I started thinking to myself, man, it's not going to be my fault. So I'm going to start doing everything, you know, anything I could do, I'm going to start doing it opposite so that I could actually stand up and say, hey, I did my best. So if I end up in the same situation, there's something else going against me. So that was one of the biggest things, man. And I stood up and I told myself, like, hey, you got to do something different, because what's working now, whatever's going on now in your current environment, it's not working. So you gotta change it up.
Mm. You know, we'll get into this, but I think also that one thing I noticed that you're very proud of talking about is eating vegan, right? Like and eating vegan, and we'll get into that. But just, you know, like, what has your experience been like? You know, some people right now listening, like, yo, he's switching everything up. He's going totally left. I'm thinking about going vegan. Like, what's been some of the positives of that?
Man, you know, I first went vegan to reverse. I heard, you know, there was a doctor at the time, Dr. Sabi, Dr. Africa, which is actually my spiritual father, or he became my spiritual father. I heard all these guys talking about, hey, man, these two doctors are reversing diabetes, they're reversing cancer, and they're doing it with a diet, like what you eat. And I started thinking, okay, wait a minute. Because I had diabetes. You know, I had, you know, the juvenile diabetes. I had high blood pressure. I had all, you know, all the ailments, eczema. My skin was crazy. And I'm thinking, man, if these two guys, black men, if they're doing something with a diet and it's changing all these people's lives, why can't I do it? Right? Mm. So I tell a lot of people who ask me, you know, how'd you get this started? How'd you even think about this stuff? I come from what we call the Google generation. So at a very young age, I started Googling, man. That was me. So I would just search for stuff like, hey, you know, how to reverse diabetes, you know, and then I saw a vegan diet. Okay, how do you eat a vegan diet? And literally, man, I would start, you know, following and practicing that thing, because once again, I told myself, hey, it's up to me now. So let me control one of the sayings I've had since I was 15 is let me control the controllables. Whatever I can control, I'm going to control. Everything else that's out of my control, we can't worry about it.
Man, I think also too, man, a lot of like just understanding life and figuring out who you are, what you can become, or just seeing just opportunities differently happens in that young age, right? 14, 15, you know, for me, you know, dude, 14, I was doing parties, fam. 14, I was on the club, sitting on couches with like Rick Ross, Young Jeezy. My brother got me to this nightlife game, and I was just doing that. So I think it's so crazy, because now you take, you know, those things that you're doing and it progresses into your life, and now you're living a healthy lifestyle. But when you went from like 15 to 16 and progressed on, you know, to your adult ages, like when you look at those times and in terms of like understanding like money and figuring out, you know what, money is important. Like, what was your thoughts on that? And then what led you to becoming a trader?
Man, that's probably one of the best questions I've gotten in a while. Honestly, man, where I'm from, you know, money kind of becomes everything because you don't have it, right? Mm. It's like, hey, you don't have it, and almost everything that's going wrong in your life is because you don't have the money.
That's a bar.
Right?
That's a bar.
So, and where I come from, you know, money is almost like all you got. It's like everything. If you don't have it, you don't have anything. If you have it, you have everything. Mm. So I started to then realize, okay, I got to find out how this money thing works. I have to find out. And, you know, taking that same thing, hey, I got to do what's opposite, you know, what's going on opposite in my community. Because the people who had the money in my community were the drug dealers.
Facts.
You know how that go, right? real quick story about my dad. You know, my dad had a 36-year life sentence, or life plus sentence in prison because he was real big into drugs. And he got locked up when I was 2.
Damn.
So I grew up knowing, hey, that ain't the way to go. You know, my mom always put it in my head, you know, you're going to make some money. You can't do it that way. So I started telling myself, all right, there's got to be another way to make this money, but not do it in the streets. So I started reading once again. You know, I'm like, hey, I got to find something. And one of my teachers when I was probably in like the 9th grade, 10th grade. One of my teachers, a black teacher, she goes, hey, there's a saying that goes, if you want to hide something, and you know, especially money, from a black person, put it in a book. And I went, oh, So let me start reading these books because there's got to be some money in here, right? So now I'm going through the books. I'm reading. I started, you know, I stumbled upon Rich Dad, Poor Dad at like 17, 18. So I started reading books like that, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, all the finance books. Then I started getting into, you know, the Grant Cardone's. And before you know it, man, I'm just all in this world of sales and money. And then I realized that once I got there, there were three ways to get rich. And almost pretty much all of the rich people do it. One, you start a business. Two, you get into the stock market. Three, you then get into real estate. So from there, I was like, all right, pick one, and then we'll eventually get to the other two. So I started a business, man. I started as a personal trainer. I went by the vegan trainer. And, you know, I took it online. The business started doing pretty well. We got to over $1 million a year. I started telling myself, damn, I don't know what to do with all this money now. I don't need $1 million a year, right? And I took that money and I had some people who were doing big things in the stock market teach me how to also do some big things in the stock market. And that's kind of how I got my start in the stock market.
Oh, that's dope, man. And what Tay's doing right now, guys, he's giving you like a real like entrepreneurship journey breakdown in a formula. Instead of going after everything, like what's that one thing that you can go after? What's that one thing that you can master that can lead to something else, right? And when you talk about training, I think one of the things that makes you unique in the space, and we talked about it offline, is that I think people resonate with you, fam. I think people see you and they see what's possible, but you look like us. And at the end of the day, you don't code switch. I tell people all the time, some of the best people in life that make it the furthest in life are those who can walk into any room and remain themselves. What has helped you to stay true to you and not code switch?
You know, man, I honestly, I did it for us. I did it for our people, you know, because when I was growing up, I'm looking for that avatar, that person who looks like me, who still talks like me, who's getting money. But they didn't have to, you know, sell drugs. They didn't have to, you know, I thought I was going to have to go play basketball. You know, that was one of my first loves, but that didn't work out. So I'm like, okay, well, who looks like me who didn't sell out? They're still dressing, you know, because we are a product of our environment, right? We are a hip hop culture. So we like the jewelry. We like the fancy jewelry, the watches, the gold. We like the cars. And, you know, that's what we do, right? But who's to go and say that you can't have all of that stuff by doing something that's legal and playing a game that can make you a bunch of money like you're a non-traditional person? You're right. So for me, man, I just wanted to keep it. I wanted to keep it real. I wanted to keep it to the point where it's like, look, I'm going to be that avatar that I was looking for because I didn't have it. So I said, hey, I'll get this money. And I'll look like us still. I'll talk like us. I got my hair. I got my beard. I still keep it real. I drive the cars that I always wanted to drive. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I do, man. So I do it for us. That's exactly what I do it for.
Hey, guys. So let me take a guess. You're enjoying the show. And if that's right, please make sure that you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast right now and tag me at SeanRAnthony_. I promise you this is going to help in amazing ways. And while you're at it, hit the 5-star rating and subscribe. With that being said, guys, let's get back to the show.
That's real, man. I think like that's how you become special. You know, I recently met Allen Iverson in the DMV area, and even to this day, like, you see him, of course he has the aura, but you can see how he's still him. And I think that's what attracted so many people from the culture to him still to this day, as like that person who like went different against everybody else, right? He wore the do-rag, you know, he had the braids, he kept it who he was, but still to this day, you know, I feel like people were and still are intimidated by him, right? Because he doesn't fit in. And the reason why I say that is because it's so, you know, relatable to you. You know what I'm saying? I think people might watch how you move. People might watch how you talk. And, you know, almost like the Allen Iverson effect where people are, you know, intimidated. Like for someone that's listening right now who has that same commonality that we both share, and they're asking themselves, yo, how do I navigate through this, right? Like, why do you think people, you know, feel that way in terms of Tay Sweat?
You know, I think the intimidation comes from two parts, man. One, our people get intimidated about the thing that we thought we had to do, but because we're not doing it, it's intimidating. So, for example, you mentioned code switching. A lot of our people think, yeah, man, if you want to get, you know, white people money, you got to talk, you got to dress, and you got to move like white people. And it's not true. It's not true. So when you see someone who's not conforming to that, they're not following that game plan of, you know, code switching, it's kind of scary. And as a matter of fact, you know, because it's against the norm, it's against the grain. And once again, in our community, the only time we see a black person who does not code switch and they make a lot of money, they're either one of two things. They're a drug dealer or they're an athlete. And those two people are pretty, you know, they're pretty intimidating to some mm-hmm. people because, you know, your athlete is this big, tall, strong, you know, person who will smack you up if you get in the way. So some people get intimidated by that. And then, of course, the drug dealer. We know they're intimidating, right?
Yep.
You know, they probably got a piece on you, you know, like, you just never know, right? So it's like, man, these are two dangerous beings. So now when we see someone who's black with money who never code switched, you go, dang, that's intimidating. You're dangerous. You're dangerous. So that's kind of how I've always interpreted. But that's also why. So right now I'm working on a book called F You Money.
Oh, I like the title of that.
You know what I mean? And I'm writing a book for this same question, man, for the same reason you asked me, you know, why is it intimidating? One, I want to make it a norm. I want to talk about what FU money actually is because it's attainable by us, right? It's attainable. But number two, I wanted to kind of lay out those principles of how did you get the FU money? Because we've kind of been lost. Like, how do we get here?
That's a book there, man.
Right. So I lay it all out and it's going to make some people uncomfortable because I talk about some stuff, man. Like, you know, people who are having babies. I'm like, why are you still having sex? Right. Like maybe you need to stop having sex for a while. You know, you know, I have people, you know, who are always asking these questions. I can't come up. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. Why are you celebrating? You smoking, you drinking, you going out partying. That's money we can hold on to and we can reinvest. Why are we using it for drugs and alcohol and parties? So I'm really going to take the people through it, man, and you know, get you to the promised land if you want to go.
I like it. I like it, man. You know, now that I have you on the show, it's like I got to talk a little bit about, like, let's break down trading because so many people, right, like they see those charts, they see those graphs, they see like the green squiggly lines, like talk about intimidation. Like, that could be intimidation for a lot of people. For someone right now that's listening, saying, okay, you got to take Sweat on the show. Like, can he give us some tips on trading? Like, should I be doing Bitcoin, Shibas at like $68,000? Like, I'm just trying to get in the game right now. Like what advice would you give a new trader?
Man, the biggest advice I have to say is, you know, and I teach this to my, you know, my people in STB, Secure the Bag. I'm always telling them, stop chasing. For any new investors, anybody who's just now getting in the space, if you just heard about it and it's running up, it's probably too late to get in. Right, that's the first thing. The reason why I say that is because I know some, they're in the game of money, there are good people and there are not so good people, right? And I personally know some not so good people who play this game at a very high level. And they, you know, they can manipulate because keep in mind, crypto more especially is unregulated. I mean, it's the wild, wild west. Mm. So you can pump crypto if you have enough followers, if you have enough influence, if you have enough money. There is some crypto or some coins that can be manipulated. And if you hear about a coin moving up, it's probably too late. Anybody who gets in at that point, we call them bag holders.
Mm.
They're going to hold the bag while we take it, right? So you hold the bag open and I'm going to take your money on up out of there. Right? Mm. So that's my number one thing, man. Do not chase stocks. If you're not already in it when it pops up, I'd let it go.
Oh man, listen. A lot of people, you know, they hear about a certain stock and then they go try to get ready to run for it. You're like, all right, you missed it, fam. It's time to switch it up. You know, as you achieve all the success with trading, you know, I noticed that you made a move and you moved to Puerto Rico. Why, fam? Because I know somebody right now is listening saying Puerto Rico out of all places. Like, what are the benefits and why did you choose that particular location?
Most definitely, man. Yeah, that's a good question. We don't really talk about this enough in our community, especially. Puerto Rico has a lot of benefits, tax benefits, to be more exact. And something that we don't talk about in our community is once you get the money, how do you keep the money? Mm. Right. So for me, that was the next step that I wanted to take for the culture. Because don't get me wrong, I might not be the first, you know, black man who moved down to Puerto Rico for tax breaks, but I was one of the first. Mm. And I put it out there first to show people, like, look, I got to put a face on this. We're making money. We got entrepreneurs killing it. We have people in the stock market killing it. But you still paying 40-50% in taxes. Mm. How are you going to actually feed your family for a lifetime if you're giving away half of your money?
That's a whole bar.
So when I heard, you know, Puerto Rico has 0% capital gains tax, which if you play, you know, you trade the stock market, that's what you're making. You're making capital gains. If you flip houses, if you have a business that you're getting dividends or profits from, those are capital gains. So while you're making your capital gains and paying, you know, 20%+ here in the States, you can go to Puerto Rico, pay 0% taxes almost legally.
Mm. I feel like that's a huge advantage, and I think that shouldn't be, you know, something that you guys, you know, just breeze past, right? 0% capital gains is absolutely amazing. I think also too with trading, right? You have to be able to, one, recognize a lot of things, but I feel like if you're in a good mood or if you're in the right mood, you can either, you know, trade, you know, sell or buy aggressively, or you can do it in a way that's relaxed and you probably make, you know, more strategic moves. And I say that to say this, you know, because you're somebody that's in the culture, somebody that's obviously, you know, been around, like, what is like your playlist, fam? Like, do you got like a playlist that you playing while you trading? Is it like what are you playing?
Man, you know what? It's funny because that's one of my like superpowers. That's something that like hype me up. I mean, as most of us, we're all kind of like that. You work out, you got your playlist to hype you up. If you trade like me, you got your playlist to hype you up. For me, you know, my guy is Gucci. Mm. And, you know, WAP, he get to talking this shit and it just, it hypes me up, you know? So, that's actually one of the reasons why I went down and got him, you know, I paid him $100K to actually make me, a song for STV.
Oh, that's crazy.
So yeah, man, like Gucci, him and Rick Ross, anything from them, those are my guys, man. So, you know, I tell a lot of our people, if you listen to hip hop, especially if you listen to trap music, I'm going to go past hip hop. You listen to trap music and you hear what they're actually saying, man, it will help you get to the bag so much easier. Because, I mean, they put some stuff in them songs, man.
They put some stuff in them songs, man. Listen, my son is 2 years old. This is no cap, guys. I might add the video in it. His favorite artist is Rick Ross. And, like, every morning, he's at that Alexa thing. And I hope I don't just, you know, make the Alexa thing come on. But every morning, he runs up to it and he's like, hey, play Rick Ross, I'm Not a Star, clean version. it's the craziest thing of all time. If it's not I'm Not a Star, clean version, it's, you know, I got it. We try to get the clean version of that. And if it ain't Rick Ross, he ain't really liking it. He's in that phase. And now he's running around saying he wants to hear G Herbo. Yeah, he's 2 years old. And so you're right. That type of music, it gets you excited, gets you right. So I'm glad that we asked that question because somebody right now is like, well, okay, I'm going to put in the Tay, you know, playlist and let this thing rock out. But I want to, you know, ask you something that you brought up because I know it'll be beneficial for the audience right now. You said this in a, you know, another one of your YouTube videos. By the way, guys, make sure you click the link, check out his YouTube channel. But you mentioned, you know, you gave away pretty much your productivity routine, which I thought was unique. And you wrote out, and you said three things I wrote down. You said, have fun with the team. It is number one. and your aspect of that. And I'll let you elaborate on that in a second. Number two, you said fasting for 72 hours. And then number three, you said organizing your next 3 months. When you think about those productivity routines, why did you choose those three? And could you elaborate on them?
Well, definitely. Good question. So for me, balance is really key. And I say that lightly because there are some times in your life when you got to get to it, right? And that means, you know, the family going to have to understand, hey, I'm getting ready to work 18 hours a day, 14 hours a day, whatever that looks like. You know, so balance, it's a moving thing. But when I say balance, I ultimately mean that eventually you got to get back to, hey, it's family time. Hey, it's time, you know, the team. So whatever your team looks like, family, friends, whomever that is, that's a supportive team, you got to spend time with them. You got to make sure that they know you're still here and you love them, you care, all of that stuff. Because when you're on the grind, you know, on a really hard grind where we move sometimes, you know, your family, you know, they might start to think, oh, man, you know, you don't love me no more. Right.
Facts.
You don't love me. So for me, man, my balance comes in waves, almost like a quarterly thing. So the way I do it is because I know I'm getting ready to go in, I'm getting ready to go hard. I spend time with the family before it goes, before I take off. So it's like, hey, let's have some fun. You know, we like to do, you know, we like to go out on a yacht. You know, we bring Terry with us. You know, Terry part of the team, you know, yep. I love Terry. So, you know, we bring Terry, we got the family. We all go out on a yacht. We spend time on the water. We jet ski. We, you know, there's this thing we have called a sea bob where you can go underwater. You know, it's cool. We have fun. Once that's done, we get, you know, we break bread. We eat. We have fun. I let the team know right there. Hey, family, I'm getting ready to go on a crazy journey. I'll see y'all in a few months. and it's not a literal thing. You know, we'll see each other, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But I'm zoned in. I'm locked in. So I have that time with the family, and then I fast because fasting helps me to get discipline. Because if I can refrain from food, I can stay away from anything.
That's a bar.
Right? Anything. So nothing gets to me because I've already fasted and I've already gotten disciplined and set. So once I've spent the time with the family, fasted and got set and locked in, then it's time to go. So now I start planning out my next 3 months. Okay, how are we going to move? What are the programs we're coming out with? How are we going to help more people? You know, because I got a goal to make another 100 people millionaires within the next 2 years. So, you know, how am I going to take STB to another level to where I can help another 100 people make $1 million more? So in my mind, those next 3 months, that's what I'm doing. Mapping it out. How are we going to do that? You know, what's the market going to look like? How are we going to make those moves? So that's what I'm doing, man. And those three things help me to really align my life. And it just keeps flowing every quarter. That's how I do it.
Man, I like it, man. I like that breakdown, man. I think for me, what stood out the most that really resonates, man, was have fun and the way you broke it down. Because a lot of times, we work so hard. That's all we do. And we tend to forget. And I notice in life, if you create those experiences, especially with the team and with the loved ones and with the family, like those experiences are valued. And then so when you do have to duck off and do your thing, they know that, hey, he's going to put in that time, but let him do what he got to do right now. So I appreciate that. Listen, man, this interview has been incredible, but I want to ask you the question though, that we've asked every single person who's ever jumped on this podcast. And it's pretty much, you should know it's about to happen. Like if you were that person who graduated college, or perhaps, you know, you didn't graduate school at all, you didn't even get a degree, and you're asking yourself the question of the podcast, school's over, now what? What advice would Tay Sweat give?
Man, I love this. Because see, you speaking to me now. So I didn't go to school. I didn't go to college. And the reason why is because I didn't see anyone who was at the level of richness that I wanted to be, right? I wanted that wealth. And I didn't know anybody who graduated from college who had the wealth that I wanted. Even looking 20 years ahead, they were still working a job. So for me, when school was over for me in high school, I told myself, hey, whether you go to college or not, you got to go do some learning on the outside of college. you have to go work on yourself on the outside of traditional education. So you got to pick up a different, you know, skill. You got to start a business. I don't care who you are. You need a side hustle. School's over. Now what? You got to get your side hustle, baby. Because the money won't stop. If you're not making money while you're sleeping, you're falling behind. So let's get away from trading hours for dollars. So if you, you know, if you working, you know, $20 an hour, that's cool. But let's get you something set up after work and start making some money when you go to sleep. That's for me like a game changer, because then you can start reinvesting that money into bigger things to help you eventually get away from trading those hours for dollars.
Man, that's real, man. Powerful, man. Bars is nothing expected, man. I know right now people want to know more about you. They want to, you know, they want to follow the YouTube channel. They want to follow you on social media. Just give us all your social media handles and where we can find you.
Most definitely, man. At Tay Sweat, TaySWeat. You know, and yes, Sweat is my real last name. I get that a lot. So Tay Sweat at Instagram, YouTube, pretty much anywhere, Facebook, you can find me at Tay Sweat. We got a lot of good stuff going on. I also have a free Facebook group that you can get into. Just hit me up on Instagram. I'll get you the link to that, because I'm only, you know, I got to pay attention who's coming in there. So I don't just put the link out there for free. Right. It's a free Facebook group. You can come in. I give free plays. I give away money, all that good stuff. We have a good time. So tap in with us. I got you.
Listen, man, I appreciate you for rocking with us today. And for those of you that have been listening, always remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listeners, thought leaders, former or current students all around the world. Let me know. And while you're doing this, go inside the podcast app, subscribe, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission, helping us change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving a review. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. And remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it.